This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechishanu chivabvu 6 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri nichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mubatanidzwa wemasangano anosanganisira emachechi nevezvematongerwo enyika okurudzira hurumende kuti ipange mazano kune vamwe sezvo iyo iri kukundikana kuita basa iri yoga.
Mumwe mufundisi wechidiki opinda muzuva retanhatu achiratidzira sezvo asiri kufara nezviri kuitwa nehurumende achiti vanhu vari kufa nekutambura.
Mashoko ekushambadza chirongwa chayo akaitwa neBarclays Bank okonzeresa mutauro munyika.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mapato ezvematongerwo enyika masangano akazvimirira pamwe nemasangano anorwira anomirira machechi anoti hurumende yava mugabe inofanira kubvuma kuti yagumirwa kuita kuti ibvumidze vamwe kupindawo mudariro rekutsvaga nzira dzekuburitsa nyika mumatope mairi. Izvi zvabuda pamusangano waitwa nesangano reZimbabwe National Agreement Platform kana kuti ZANP nevatori venhau muHarare nhasi. Vari kutungamirira ZNAP uye vachitungamirawo Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, Bishop Anselmo Magaya, vanoti mapoka ose ari musangano ravo ari kushishikana zvikuru nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika pamwe nekuomerwa kwaita vanhu. Bishop Magaya vanotiwo Zimbabwe yatarisana nematambudziko akawanda zvikuru kubva pawana nyika kuzvitonga kuzere kusvika nhasi, zvichireva kuti hurumende inofanira kunge yave kusanganisirawo mamwe mapoka ose ane chekuita nezvekugadziriswa kwematambudziko ari munyika.
Mapato apinda mumusangano uyu anosanganisira bato reMDC rinotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai, Zimbabwe People First iri kutungamirwa naMai Joyce Mujuru nemamwe. Kumasangano emakereke kwapindawo Zimbabwe Divine Destiny nePastors Conference nemamwewo masangano. Kuchitiwo kune akazvimirira kwapindawo Zimbabwe Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, mamwe anomirira vagari vemuHarare nemuchitungwiza vanotengesera migwagwa pamwe nevanotengesera zvinhu zvavo kunze kwenyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita naBishop Magaya pamusoro pemusangano wavo uyu.
Vatori navo tanga tichingovaratidza kushushikana kwatinako seZimbabwe National Agreement Platform, kunobva kwasimbisisawo chikonzero chakaita kuti tiumbe platform iyoyi. Kushungurudzika kwedu kune chokuita nokuti Zimbabwe yapindana nemacycles akawanda chaizvo chaizvo, anosanganisira kudhara chaizvo chaizvo tichangopinda mukuzvitonga, nyaya dzekukura hundi, nyaya dzemaviolence, nyaya dzemadisplacements evanhu. Saka tange tichizoratidza kuti iko zvino izvi tiri mucrisis kana kuti mucycle zvekare yekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika yeZimbabwe. Ikonomi yedu haina kumira zvakanaka. Iko zvino izvi kuri kutaurwa nezvemabond notes zvatina kunyatsowana rujeko kuti kudzoka kwezimudhola here kana kuti kwete, tikushushikanawo zvekare uye nekuomerwa kwaitwa vanhu zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe. Uye hurumende yedu ichiratidza kuti yaneta, asi kuti varikuda kuramba vachingori pachigari ipapo. Saka ndozvatanga tichikurukura tichipa kusimbisisa kweshoko rokuti vamugabe vanofanira kuzama kushedzera kana kuti kubvumira national dialogue inoita kuti vanhu vakwanise kukurukura kufamuzi kwa tashaka siyana siyana kutuwane minduro kana kutukukaziriswa kwa damu zikura tunarumi nye Zimbabwe.
Ezo shino sobatira chi kunyika Bishop Magaya tichona kuti mango sangana asipa kusangana wamaita hurumende yanga isipo inowe iyo inozo implementa kana kuti kuwandudza zvamune masunga.
Very good. Uyumu mfunzi wakanaka chaizvo. Kusangana kwataita kuronga urongwa kwatinge tinawo. Chokutanga urongwa wedu unenge huri kuti tigone kuapproacha hurumende kuti zvatinofunga kuti vanofanira kupa facilitator vanofanira kuzviita. Asi kuiapproacha kwedu uko tinoziva kuti vanogona kuramba sevanhuwo vajaira kuva nehumbi midoga. Sakawo tine urongwa hwatinahwo hwachange tichizoita nationwide hwatichazoratidza mavhiki mashomanene ari kuuya kwati mazuva mashomanene ari kuuya kuitira kuti tikwanise kupa pressure kuvatungamiriri vezimbabwe kuti vazive kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Asi uchaona kuti pane zvinhu zvari kungozviratidza zvega kuti zvinhu zvikaramba zvakadai nyika ichawondomoka nokuchimbidza sekuondomoka kwayatoita asi zvichapfuura ipapa. Saka tinodavirawo kuti maefforts edu nepressure chapa uye nekuipa kwezvimwe zvinhu muzimbabwe kuchaita kuti hurumende yavamugabe vakwanise kugara vateerere vanzu kuti vanhu vari kuti chii.
Mapato api ezvematongerwo enyika apinda musangano uyu?
Mapato apinda neMCT kwapindawo zvekare vezunde People's Bill Zimbabwe kwapindawo zvekare PDF ndovandiri kufunga panguva dzino.
Avanga vari Bishop Anselmo Magaya ava vari kutungamira urongwa hweZimbabwe National Agreement Platform vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Mumwe mufundisi wemuHarare akatanga kuratidzira muna kubvumbi achikurudzira vanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti vatakure mureza wenyika vachirwira kodzero dzavo murunyararo. Anoti kunyange yake ave kutyisidzirwa nerufu haasi kuzoregedza kuratidzira uku. Pastor Ivan Mawarire vekereke yeHis Generation Church vakaisa vhidhiyo yavo paFacebook uye iri kuonekwa nevana veZimbabwe vakawanda zvikuru. Iri kuonekwa nevana veZimbabwe vakawanda zvikuru avo vatangawo kuratidzira vakabatawo mireza yavo. Vamawarire vanoti vakuru vemachechi muZimbabwe vanofanirawo kubuda pachena vachitaura nezvekodzero dzevanhu. Asi vati havasi kuzoregedza kuratidzira kwavo kunyange paine vanhu vari kuvafonera vachivatyisidzira. Vaudzawo Studio 7 kuti kunyarara hakusi kutaura, nekudaro vanhu ngavabude pachena kuti nyika yananga kumawere. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabvunza Pastor Mawarire kuti chii chakapa kuti vatange kuratidzira uku.
Zvakangotangawo sekuseka kana ndingangoti zvakangotangawo ndisina kunyatso kuzvitarisira. Ndandakagara kuofisi kwangu ndapedza basa musi iwoyo ndakugadzirira kuenda kumba. Asi changa chichinesa ndechekuti ndandaswera musi wese ndichiedza kutsvaga mari yevana vechikoro. Mari ndandaishayiwa zvazvisina kunyatso kubuda musi iwoyo. Saka ndakanzwa kushungurudzika zvikuru. Mureza wenyika wanga wakagara patembo pangu ndinochengeta kamureza kadidi kanenge kakagara ipapo. Saka ndakatarisa mureza uyu ndikanzwa kushungurudzika kuti ha, nyika yangu inenge iri kundidzivisa nezviri kuitika mairi, iri kundidzivisa kuti zvinhu zvandida kuya neupenyu hwangu zviri kuramba kuita chitombori chiiko. So ndopakatangira nyaya yacho ipapo. Ndakabva ndatora mureza ndakautarisa ndokubva ndarekodha kavhidhiyo kandakaita ndichitaura nyaya yemureza iwoyo ndichiti ha, mureza wedu zvinhu zvinenge zvakamirirwa nemureza wedu nezvakaita nyika yedu zvasiyana, mutsauko wacho wanyanya. Chiiko chakonzeresa kudai? Ndakazopedza vhidhiyo yacho ndichiti izvo zvisinei hazvo, ini ndiri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Saka basa rangu ndeyekuramba ndakadii, ndakagumbatira nyika yangu ndichiirwira ndichiimirirawo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Ndomatangira yakaita. Saka patakazoisa vhidhiyo iyi paFacebook yakabva yaonekwa nevanhu vakawanda zvandandisina kumbotarisira. Vanhu vakatanga kunditumira tsamba vachindinyorera vachindibvunza kuti ko zvakatanga sei, hautye here, waita hako wataura zvepamwoyo pedu zvinotoita sei. Ndakanzwa wanga uri mubvunzo mukuru vanhu vachibvunza kuti zvinotodii. Saka ndopandakabva ndafunga ndikati todii panapa pamuka mukana wekuti titaure kuda tingadi kuda tinganzwikwa. Saka zvakabva zvaitwa pakaitwa mapicture iwayo nevanhu vakawanda zvokuti mukaenda paindaneti izvezvi mukangonoti hashtag this flag panobuda mapicture elandi ivavo kana mukaenda zvakaita seFacebook kana paTwitter.
Saka kana muchitaura neve matongerwe enyika, murungotaura bato rimwe chete here kana kuti murikutaura vatungamiri vose?
Isusu zvokutaurira mapato ese, saka tinotanga nebato riri kutonga, totevera mapato ari kukwikwidza. Naivowo tirikuvaudzawo kuti izvo kana muchishuvira kupinda kuti mutungamiri venyika, zivai kuti izvo chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chine inzwi rinoda kugara rakanzwika.
Asi kubvira zvamatanga chirongwa ichochi, mambo wanawo here vamwe vakuvhundutsurai?
Kuvhundutsura kuripo. Ndakawana nhare yandakatambira yanga isingaoneke nhamba dzacho ichindibvunza kuti ndiri kuizviitirei, ndiri kuda zvehondo here. Munhu wacho paakatofona akatoti izvo, unoona flag raunaro muhuro iro tinokudzipa naro, hauzivi kuti rakabva kupi flag irero, kuti rakauya neropa. Saka kuvhundutsira kuripo ende musi iwoyo ndakatya. Naizvozvo nanhasi chaizvo nazvino unotofamba uchingocheuka cheuka uchitarisatarisawo kana kwadokawo kurumidzawo kuenda kumba, nekuti hauchazivi kuti ndivanani varipo naika. Saka zvinotyisa, handidi hangu kureva nhema.
Mumwe mufundisi wemuHarare, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, vachitaura vari parunare vari muHarare.
Bato reZANU-PF riri kuyambira vaimbove sachigaro webato iri mudunhu reMashonaland West, Vatemba Muliswa, kuti vakaramba vachienderera mberi vachishoropodza ZANU-PF vachatorerwa purazi ravakapiwa nehurumende. Vachitaura pamusangano waitirwa muChikanga Stadium nhasi, murongi wemisangano mubato reZANU-PF vaSevia Kasukwere vati vaMuliswa vanofanirwa kusiyana neZANU-PF kana vachida kuti varambe vaine purazi ravakapiwa nehurumende iri. Vakasukuvere vati bato ravo harisi kufara nezviri kuitwa navaMuliswa zvekuswero nyomba bato riri kutonga.
Basa kutukirira chete basa Tembo Muliswa Come on, you are too young for this game. We are saying it here in Mashonaland West. Tembo, you can go to hell. You have no chance. You can't defeat ZANU-PF. You can go over. We will make you the next guy.
Vakasukuvere vatiwo bato ravo richapawo madzimai mapurazi kuitira kuti vava nechouviri. Vatiwo ZANU-PF iri kutsigira chirongwa chevechidiki mubato iri chekuda kufora kwevanhu vanodarika miriyoni imwe chete, vachikurudzira mutungamiri webato vaRobert Mugabe kuti varambe vari panyanga. Zuva rekufora kwevechidiki ava harisati ratarwa sezvo vaMugabe vasati vabuda pachena kuti vari kutambira urongwa uhu here. Musangano wekukaroi wapindwa nevanhu vari pasi pechiuru chimwe chete, uye nguva dzakawanda vanga vachiita maslogan ekutuka vaMuliswa. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kuna vaMuliswa.
Magatirira kunifenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutevenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa-919 AM, pa-4930 kana pa-6065 ne-15460 kHz pa-shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vatura urongwa hutsva huchakomekedza makambani emuAmerica kuti aburitse mashoko akawanda pamusoro pevaridzi wavo. Musinda we White House wakaburitsa murau mutsva senzira yekugadzirisa zvakaburitswa nenyaya dzanetsa pasirose dzePanama Papers idzo dzine mamiriyoni nemamiriyoni emadhora akashandiswa mukunzvenga kubhadhara mitero nemakambani akawanda pasirose. Gurukota rezvemari vaJacob Liu vakakurudzira Congress kuti itambire mirau mitsva iyi iyo inozoita kuti pave nekujekeswa zvakanyanya pakufambiswa kwedzimari mumabhanga emuAmerica.
Mutungamiri wehurumende yeJapan vaShinzo Abe vanga vari muRussia nhasi umo vanga vachiedza kugadzirisa kusawirirana kuripo pakati pehurumende yavo neRussia. Vaita izvi nemutungamiri huri kuroedza vanga vachiita nemutungamiri weRussia vaVladimir Putin vasati vaendawo kuChina kumusangano wezvekudyidzana kwenyika mbiri idzi. Zvanga zviri pamusoro penhauranwa inyaya yezvitsuwa zvinonzi neRussia zviri kuKerils, Japan ichizviti Northern Territories. Asi nyika mbiri idzi dzaramba mashoko ekuti gakava iri rinogona kugadziriswa zvechimbi-chimbi. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutevenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Mashoko ekushambadzira abudiswa nebhanga reBarclays Bank mumapepa nhau anonzi akonzeresa mutauro munyika. Vanhu vakawanda vachiti nemashoko aya Barclays iri kushora utongi hwebato reZANU-PF. Mumashoko aya Barclays inoti yasvika nguva yekutora matanho wobuda paumire pane nguva painosvika paunoti zvakwana kana kuti muchirungu it's time to take a stand, there comes a time when one says enough is enough. Mashoko ebhanga iri ari kuenderera mberi achikurudzira vanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti vasimuke iye zvino vaite chivindi. Mashoko aya anotizve, all of us have a duty to stand up and be counted. We have taken a stand and we are standing firm. Mashoko aya anonzi apa kuti vanhu vakawanda vataure zvakasiyana-siyana pamadande mutande, vamwe vachiti mashoko aya akanangana nehurumende sezvo vamwe vari kuona mashoko aya seari kukurudzira zvitaro zveZimbabwe kuti zvirwire kodzero dzazvo sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Asi vanoona nezvekushambadzwa kwemashoko muBarclays Bank vaDennis Mambure vanoti handizvo zvinoreva mashoko avari kushambadza aya. VaMambure vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti mashoko aya haanei nechekuita nezvematongerwo enyika asi kuti ari kushambadza chikwerete chekutenga dzimba.
Isusu sebhanga reBarclays Bank muZimbabwe takatora danho rekuti tipe macustomers edu mukana wekutenga dzimba munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muno muZimbabwe. Naizvozvo izwi rekuti stand ratiri kushandisa tiri kungotaura vanze inenge iripo kana kuti chibande chinokwanisa kuvakirwa imba nomunhu. Sekuziva kwamunoita vangomo, dzimba dzedu dzemuno muZimbabwe hatisati tave nekukwanisa kudzivaka dzakagara mumhepo. Nheyo yedzimba inofanirwa kunge yakadyarwa pastend. Saka tiri kutaura nyaya yestend kuti dzimba ngadzivakwe, vanhu ngavatore maloan eBarclays votenga dzimba dzavo dzakanaka munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muno muZimbabwe.
Vamwe vari kuti Barclays yatanga kutaurawo ichishora zvematongero enyika zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Mungati chine izvi?
Aiwa ka. Isu sebank rimuno muZimbabwe basa redu ngere kutsvaga maproducts nemaservices anofadza macustomers edu. Sezvamunogona kunge muri kuziva svondo rakapera chairo takalaunch mamortgages ende ndoatiri kutaura macustomers edu kuti aiwa bank renyu ramagara muchiziva rinokupai hudobidobi hwemaservices amunoziva akasiyana-siyana akanaka. Nhasi radzoka zvekare nemortgage yamunokwanisa kubhadhara mumakore anokwana kuita makumi maviri uye mutengo wayo uri uno fadza unokwikwidza zvizhinji mumusika wedu wemari. Saka haiwa hatisi kuita zvematongerwo enyika asi tiri kuita zvematengerwo edzimba.
vaDennis Mambure ndo vanoona nezvekushambadzwa kwemashoko mubhanga reBarclays Zimbabwe vanga vachitaura parunhare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Zvichakadaro, Nandos yaburitsawo mashoko ekushambadzira chikafu chayo ichiropodza zviuta izvo zvaita mukurumbira munyika. Mashoko aya anokurudzira vanhu kuti vatenge huku dzinogochwa neNandos uye kuti vasiyane nezviuta nekuti hazvinake sehuku yeNandos. Mashoko aya anoti chiuta, the overrated side chick, zvichireva kuti chiuta chiri kupiwa mbiri yachisina.
Munhau dzemitambo, vanotevera mitambo vatarisana nemachikichori mukupera kwesvondo anosanganisira mujaho mukuru wemabhiza weCastle Tangard. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotitaurira kuti kunei.
Vateveri vemitambo vatarisana nemabiko makuru apo mujaho mukuru wemabhiza weCastle Tangard uri kutora nzvimbo mangwana kuBorodhoro Rescues panguva iyo mitambo yeCastle Laga Premier Soccer League iri kufamba imwe nzendo. Pari zvino, chikwata cheFC Platinum ndicho charatidza kuti chakabaka moto gore rino nekutora mapoints ese 12 pamitambo mina, zvekuti vamwewo vakaita sava Jonas Murungweni vatove kutaura kuti kugona kunenge kudada ndiyo ichatora mukombe weleague gore rino.
Pari zvino, yandakafungirei ingatore mukombe iPlatinum. Vari kutamba zvine mutsindo ende kocha wavo ari kuziya zvaari kuita, ari kocha bhora.
Chikwata ichi chakasiya Caps United nemapoints maviri zvekuti chingangowedzera utungamiri hwacho sezvo chiri pamusha apo chiri kusangana nechikwata chisiri kunyatsotamba zvakanaka cheHarare City. Asi murayiridzi weMasunshine City Boys Taurai Mangwiro haasi kutya kubvira moto kuri kuita maMoneybags achiti iye haasi kuona chinovatadzisa kukunda.
Ndione tichinetseka kuvakunda, ndinoona chikwata chedu chichiita zviri nani.
Zvakamira zvakadai, chikwata cheCaps United chiri kutarisira kuramba chifemera FC Platinum mugotsi apo chiri kusangana neBorder Strikers iyo iri kutambura munyaya dzemari nemunhandare zvekare. Vateveri veCaps United vachiri kupemberera kukunda kwavakaita Dynamos 1-0 svondo rapera, asi muongorori wezvemutambo wenhabvuwa Mishek Tsaga vari kuyambira maGreen Machine kuti kufarisa uku kungangopera vakaterera Border Strikers.
Bora harisina maje maanonzi maGiants. Nonyaya kuti katarisa kana maAfcon kana World Cup, masurprises anokuwanika kwese kwese.
Panguva imwe cheteyo, Dynamos yakananga kuColliery uko iri kunosangana neHwange iyo yakatsamwa zvikuru mushure mekurohwa 4-1 neHarare City svondo rapera. Paulo George Silva uyo aitarisirwa kudzingwa basa svondo rapera achiri pabasa pake kuDimbare, vatungamiri vechikwata ichi vachiti ivo vachaongorora nyaya yebasa rake kana mutambo nechipangano wapera. Chicken Inn iyo iri kupesana nemurayiridzi wayo Joy Antipas uyo ari kuenda kwamaZulu kuSouth Africa musi wa1 Chikunguru ine mutoro wakati womei apo iri kusangana neBlue City iyo iri kumira-mira mushure mekupinda muPremier Soccer League gore rino. Highlanders iyo iri kumbobaka moto odzima iri pamusha nechapungu panguva iyo vavakidzani vavo veHowmine vakananga kusakubva stadium kunosangana neMutare City Rovers. Mitambo pakati peTriangle neZPC Kariba neumwe uri pakati peCholocho Pirates neNgezi Platinum Stars ndiyo ichavhara musangano yemitambo muPremier Soccer League. Totarisa nyaya dzemabhiza. Mabhiza 14 ane mukurumbira achange ari munhandare yeBorodhoro Rescues mangwana kurwira mukombe mukuru weCastle Tangard. Bhiza riri kunyanyotaurwa nezvaro ndiFlux iro rakabva kuSingapore, asi iro vaongorori vezvemutambo uyu vari kuti richatora mukombe. Mutasvi wemabhiza kuBorodhoro Rescues vachapuwa manhusa vanoti mushure mekukunda mumijawo minomwe kuSingapore vari kuona Flux isina anokwikwidza naro mumujayo uyu.
Number 1 Flux yakabva kuSingapore, I think ine chance, big chance. Ewe na mjauyo Tenje ya namba 2 Ereklin Ndo inuwasa kukubiza na ayo
Mamwe mabiza achawiri akutora mkombe oyo Nema dora zuru makumi mashanu Ndi Equina Iro rakatora mkombe oyu muna 2014 Lucky same Euratlon Silver Oak Rock the Country Print the Pounds Make Metigen Far Free Pacifica Pamwe na Windigo Mujao oyu Ude bizari mwechetere muzimbabwe Tali 2 Iro rinorairidzwa na muzare Penny Fisher Ndaka mirira Studio 7 muHarare Ndini Michael Kariati
Tinokutambirai watereri Ini ndini Chioneso Jani Muchirongwa pindai mudariro Chatino taura nevechidiki Nasi tuda kupembera zuare Mother's Day Kana zuare kurangarira anamai Tine wasikana wechidiki Wanogara ku Australia Wachatipa mazitao Uyeje Wachatubuza Pamsoro kuti Chawano fungira pamsoro pa amai wao
Inindi nanzi nyari Maugara Inindi nanzi namachai maugara Ende mzuara nasi takatarisira Zuari kupemberera amai Tuna kukukwazisa amai vedu Wari kuzimbabwe Nekungo wauza kuti tinowada zikuru Ende tindongora mbati chinkova shuvira Sakanaka pakati upenyu wabu
Ko maka gadzira ere Zipo kupa amai venyu
Taka watumira mari kuti vagonakidzwa pazuva ravo Takashandisa World Remit Taka iyo vakati vakaiwana Isa atinda wacho takabozi kwa pamsoro pese kuneseka kwa avu kuti vaiwane mari yacho na saka isu upa kuisa kwa takaita waka ikamchira saka naka. Tinokdai ya mai, tinokdai ya mai, tinokdai ya mai, tinokdai ya mai, makakosha mai. Makakosha mai, makakosha mai, makakosha mai.
Aywa, tinotenda wasikana. Awa wanga wari, nyari na matirai maugara. Wanugara ku Australia. Inindini Chioneso Jani. Mupindai mudariro.
Magaterera ku Studio 7 nevenyure vanhu tiri kutevenyura tiri mu Washington DC Mwechirongwa chedu che live talk na 8:30 PM Tukutarisa nyaya yema bond notes ayo ariku parurwa mukati memwedzi miviri ne banga gurire nyika re Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Tuda kunzwa kubva kwa muri imi vatereri kuti munoti kudii nenyaya yema bond notes Nzwisa chete kubva kuna machesu tafadzwa nyarara sezongwa idea pera regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare
mubatanidzwa vemasangano anosanganisira emachechi nevezvematongerwo enyika vokurudzira hurumende kuti ipange mazano kune vamwe sezvo iri kukundikana kuita zvinhu iri yoga
mumwe mufundisi wechidiki opinda muzuva retanhatu achiratidzira sezvo achiti haasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nehurumende vanhu vachifa nekutambura
Mashoko yekushambadza chirongwa chayo akaitwa ne Barclays Bank okonzeresa mutauro munyika. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Jonga naMavelous Mhlanganya uye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Blessing, and welcome, Marvelous. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 6th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans urge President Mugabe's government to convene an all-stakeholders conference focusing on the country's economic and political problems.
They are a failing and a very slowing down leadership, and there is a need for them to allow a process where people would come together for a national dialogue.
A Harare pastor demanding people's rights and whose videos have gone viral vows to continue protesting despite credible threats on his life.
It is both scary and infuriating that somebody who professes to be a Zimbabwean can threaten me to kill me with my own national emblem. It's absurd.
Controversy tonight as Barclays Bank tells Zimbabweans it's time to take a stand and say enough is enough in interviews with the bank's marketing boss.
We took a creative license to use the word stand, and as you would appreciate, for you to have a house, naturally it can't be placed in the air. It has to sit on a stand.
And Zimbabwe consults NGOs and members of the public on tackling alarming poverty levels in the country.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform Council, or ZANAP, says President Robert Mugabe's government should admit that it has failed to properly run the country, and now it's time to hold in all stakeholders in Durban to address the current economic and political problems. Representatives of the council told journalists in Harare today that the state should note that it cannot do everything on its own, and therefore it is prudent to rope in non-governmental organizations, political parties, and other stakeholders by convening a national dialogue conference. ZANAP convener and leader of the Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, Bishop Anselmo Magaya, says those in charge have shown that they have failed to address the needs of the people of Zimbabwe since independence. The press conference was attended by several political parties, church organizations, and civic society groups. Magaya told Studio 7 they are meeting again next week to come up with programs of action.
Zimbabwe has been through various cycles ever since independence. And we are saying today we are actually in another cycle again that is very, very seriously affecting people of Zimbabwe, a crisis that we have reached the abysmal level. And we are saying it's high time that we really act. It's high time we all unite and accelerate plans for action. And so this is exactly what we really were presenting to the media houses that came there. But also we were really making a demand that President Mugabe and his government should appreciate the fact that they cannot do it on their own. In fact, the long and the short of it is that they are a failing and a very slowing down leadership. And there is a need for them to allow a process where people would come together for a national dialogue, you know, so that we together would look at options and solutions to get our nation out of the crisis in which it is right now.
How important is this, considering that ZANU-PF or the government was not represented?
Yes, it was not represented as usual because they don't come where they are not presenting over such meetings. So, yeah, that's a problem. But you see, what we were doing is to plan a process where we would do two things. Number one, where we would up pressure and action, demanding for transformation, demanding for socio-economic and political change. But also plans for diplomatic engagement. It's a double-edged approach. The pressure, demonstrations, but on the other hand, also engagement where we would actually approach them to dialogue and say, look, can't you see that things are getting out of hand?
That was Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform convener and leader of the Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, Bishop Anselmo Magaya, speaking with us from Harare. There was no comment from Zimbabwe's Minister of Information.
A Zimbabwean pastor whose videos titled hashtag this flag urging Zimbabwe to demand Zimbabweans to demand their rights has gone viral on social media. He says he will continue to protest despite credible threats on his life. The 39-year-old pastor Ivan Mawarire of His Generation Church is urging all Zimbabweans to carry their flag as a symbol of patriotism and said history will judge this generation harshly if it does not fight for their rights. Mawarire says his call is a non-violent direct confrontation, but he says he feels his life is in danger as he is receiving mysterious calls threatening him. He also urged fellow church leaders to take a stand. Mawarire tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that because Zimbabwe is headed in the wrong direction, his dreams and that of his generation have been shattered, and this forced him to speak out.
It started off through a little video I did, which I entitled This Flag. And I was sitting in my office, and I spent the day trying to raise school fees for my kids. And it hadn't worked out. I was so frustrated about the fact that I had failed to accomplish this task that every parent is supposed to be able to accomplish. So as I sat across my table, I looked at the Zimbabwe flag that sits on my desk. I looked at the flag, and the thought struck my mind that, you know, I feel like this country has stood in the way of every dream that I've tried to achieve and accomplish. And so it struck me as I looked at this flag that what the flag stands for and where the country is right now are worlds apart. These two things don't mean the same at all right now. So I did this little recording where I was lamenting the loss of the meaning of our national flag.
But some people might cringe. I watched the video myself and I said, this man is really brave. You know, judging from what happened to Zamara, for example, he disappeared last year. Are you not afraid?
I won't stand here and lie to you. I am very afraid because the history of people that have stood up to say certain things is not a very good one. But I find myself at a point where I am more afraid of a future that has nothing than a present that is completely shredded. So I said to somebody the other day who said, listen, I think you've gone too far and I think you need to slow it. I said, you know, one of the things I'm afraid of, I'm afraid that my children will judge me harshly. I am more afraid of the judgment of my children 10, 15, 20 years from now than I am of the possible action that this government may have. I still, whether I get arrested or whether I get abducted, I am more afraid that my children will judge me more harshly. I would rather have my children look at me and say, Dad, thank you for standing up. I'd rather have a generation of people say there was somebody who stood up and who challenged our politicians. I got a phone call. I've been threatened already. Someone called me and said that they would strangle me with the very flag that I'm holding, you know, and they were asking, you know, if you'd make a decision, you know, well, what are you? Are you a citizen? Are you a politician? Are you a pastor? Because if you don't, position yourself right, then that very flag you're carrying around your neck would be something that strangles you. And so it is both scary and infuriating that somebody who professes to be a Zimbabwean can threaten me to kill me with my own national emblem. It's absurd.
That was Harare Pastor Ivan Mawarire speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
At the same time, an advert by Barclays Bank telling Zimbabweans to take a stand and say enough is enough has sparked controversy, with many people reading it as a political statement blasting the ZANU-PF government. The advert says, quote, it's time to take a stand. There comes a time when one says enough is enough, a time when one has to do the right thing, stand up for what you believe in, your inner convictions. Stop making excuses and show your true courage. If not you, then who? All of us collectively have a duty to stand up and be counted. We have taken a stand and we are standing firm. And the question many are asking is Barclays taking a stand and telling President Robert Mugabe's government enough is enough? Absolutely not, says Barclays Bank's head of marketing, Dennis Mambure, in an interview with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo.
We, as Barclays Bank of Zimbabwe, launched a mortgage product which we are giving to all our customers. The mortgage product has a tenure of 20 years and favorable interest rates that are very competitive in the market. So we took a creative license to use the word stand. And as you would appreciate, for you to have a house, naturally it can't be placed in the air. It has to sit on a stand. So we took a creative license to make a play on the words. So essentially we were saying to our customers, take a stand, take a house. So that's the one angle that we're putting on. Then the second dimension that we're putting on that is that purchasing a house or buying a house is not a quick decision. It's something that needs time. You need to have conviction. You need to make a very deliberate decision. The decision-making process is not an easy one. So you have to take a stand to make a decision. And at times you have to forego quite a number of things for you to reach that decision. So essentially, we are talking about a very good product that the bank has launched, which is a 20-year mortgage with competitive prices.
Some people are reading it as a political statement on what's happening in Zimbabwe at the moment. Are you trying to generate a political conversation?
We are very apolitical as a bank, and what we do best is to serve our customers, sell them life-changing products, like mortgages that we have recently launched. And of course, we have a lot of other products that we are actually selling to our products, I mean to our customers. And as such, we remain very apolitical. The decisions and the communications that we make are solely for the pushing of our products, for the benefit of our clients and customers.
That was Barclays Bank Zimbabwe head of marketing Dennis Mambure on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare. Meanwhile, Nando's has released its own commercial dissing the quail bed that has become famous for its delight in Zimbabwe. In a typical humor-filled Nando's fashion, the outlet said, quote, "There's an imposter among us, Chiwuta, the overrated side chick. Join us today for some real flame-grilled peri-peri chicken," end quote.
Hello everybody, this is Nyarazo Mashama, your girl from Tiger Life, representing girls and young women on the new show, Girls and Development. We're going to be together every week talking about girls and development and the things that we can do for them. Tune in every Saturday and have fun with us. Thank you.
Zimbabwe has embarked on a public outreach program in an effort to tackle high poverty levels. Latest statistics indicate that over 60% of the country's population is regarded as living far below the poverty datum line. Our correspondent Mark Peter Tambe reports from Harare.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning has just completed a poverty alleviation public meeting in Harare designed to solicit public strategies of tackling high poverty levels in the country. Similar meetings to be attended by representatives of non-governmental organizations, state officials and members of the public are set to be held in other parts of the country, starting with Gweru next week. The ministry is expected to come out with a position paper on poverty reduction after completing the public outreach program. This comes at a time when the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency says almost 63% of the country's 14 million people are poor. Chief Zimstat's statistician, Mr. Arnold Damba, who attended the three-day stakeholders' consultation meeting in Harare, which ended yesterday, said these public outreach meetings will play a key role in addressing the high poverty rates in Zimbabwe.
The poverty is examining the various categories such as agriculture, employment, education, and health.
The government seeks to ascertain the extent of poverty and get input from stakeholders on measures to mitigate its effects. Keith Charumbira, who is a member of Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, said this is an intervention that needs time and more publicity. Charumbira said apart from that, it is not likely to achieve much without looking at Zimbabwe's huge external debt.
We cannot eradicate poverty without addressing the issues of debt of this country.
One of the issues of this country is the issue to do with the debt. We need to understand the people who borrowed and the people who didn't return anything to this country, so that they are brought to book, because it is about public funds. When public funds are not well accounted for, I mean to say, people will lose confidence.
Zimbabwe owes multilateral institutions billions of dollars as the country has over the years struggled to repay loans obtained from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Paris Club, African Export and Import Bank, and several others. One of the finance directors in the Ministry of Finance, Eria Hamandishe, said the first meeting was well attended.
In fact, we had to create two more rooms, like this one. You see this room? During the first day, it was full, but then more and more people were coming, and we had to create two more rooms. So we ended up with almost a hall. We are certainly going to take almost all of their contributions on board.
A senior official in the Ministry of Environment, Water and Climate, Ikundishora Mupandaguta, told the Harare stakeholders meeting that poverty is having a negative effect on the environment. He said the country is losing between 100,000 to 320,000 hectares of prime forest annually due to people that are clearing the land in an attempt to eke out a living. He said his ministry is encouraging local people to engage in fish farming, beekeeping, and the better use of proceeds from selling wild animals in order to fight poverty, such as in campfire. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Mark Peter Ntambe.
Coming up,
getting a passport is now easy in Zimbabwe.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Pope Francis was presented with the International Chairman Prize for his message of hope and encouragement Friday at the Vatican.
Reports say Algeria is building one of the world's largest mosques, partially to serve as a blow to radical Islamists.
And the Deputy President of Gambia's main opposition United Democratic Party is appealing to the international community for help in seeking the release of party leader Hussein Dabo. ZANU-PF says they are going to repossess former ruling party regional chairperson Temba Muliswa's farm in Karoi if he continues behaving in what it views as a wayward manner. Our Mashonaland West correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more from Karoi.
Speaking at Chikambwe Stadium in Karoi today, ZANU-PF political commissar says Yakasukwere said people should not listen to the former Hurungwe West MP because they don't bring any meaningful change to the people of Zimbabwe. Kasukwere said women and the local youth need residential stands to build their own houses in Karoi, and that they are going to forcibly take Mulisa's farm that is within Karoi urban for redistribution. Kasukwere said ZANU-PF is a party that crushes anyone who challenges it. He warned all opposition parties to be strong because the ruling party has people with very big fists. He said Muliswa is too small to challenge the ruling party.
Lotemba, you have a small fist, young man. You are too young for this game. We are saying it here in Mashonaland West. Temba, you can go to hell. You have no chance.
Kasukwere said ZANU-PF is going to vote for President Robert Mugabe because people vote what he stands for and not his age.
We don't vote for a person's age. We vote for what he stands for. We can't vote for a crazy youngster like Temba Muliswa.
Today's rally was organized by the ruling party's Women League and the youth to mobilize them for a so-called 1 million march being organized by ZANU-PF Youth League to show solidarity for President Mugabe. Studio 7 was unable to reach Muliswa for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Ata Chikoriwa.
Thank you, Chandra.
Moliswa was expelled from the party after he was linked to a group that allegedly wanted to topple President Robert Mugabe. He has dismissed the allegations as baseless.
Zimbabwe's passport offices have over the years been raided by money-seeking touts who could do anything for a passport seekers desperate to get the document for various purposes. Now this seems to be a thing of the past, as citizens can walk into the passport office, process the necessary papers and wait a few hours or days to get their documents. Reporter Patricia Mudadigwa has more on the details from Harare.
Makombe Building has become a pleasant sight as the passport touts are no longer hounding people demanding large sums of money for processing passports. They used to demand large sums of money from people visiting the passport office as they were capable of setting up someone with passport officers at a fee. It is now easy to interact with passport officers and process one's documents without paying passport merchants. Like at any public place, one can find a queue at Makombe Building, but without the pushing and shoving that had become the order of the day. Apart from that, one does not need to sleep anymore for days outside Makombe Building or any passport office in Zimbabwe when looking for a passport. And Zimbabweans like Chengeto Fusirai, who was found helping her son to apply for a passport at Makombe Building, said this is a great achievement by the Registrar General's office.
I'm no longer sleeping here. The lines are very short and the service is very good.
The situation at most passport offices eased before the recent commissioning of a passport processing plant at KG6 Army Barracks by President Robert Mugabe, which is capable of processing 16,000 booklets a day. Harare serves between 700 and 1,000 clients per day. The state-of-the-art machine is designed to quicken the process of acquiring a passport in Zimbabwe. For an ordinary passport, one has to fork out $53 and it takes up to 6 weeks to process the passport. For a passport that will be processed within 3 days, one needs to pay $253, while an emergency passport that is issued within 24 hours costs $318. Harare resident Ruth Phillips said, though the Registrar General's office appears to be doing the right thing, at times the processing of passports can be delayed.
We were here a good 4 hours, I would say. I came with my brother and but it's not too bad. Everything is, they've got a very good system here and you've just got to follow each rule and stuff.
Another Zimbabwean, Veronica Mainge Ama of Mutoko in Mashonaland East Province, said she was surprised to see so much order at Makombe Building when she went there seeking an emergency passport.
It has improved because before you would have to come here early, really, really early. They have so many cameras now, so many people that are serving. So I think because of that they have so many desks and people that are helping. It makes the service faster.
Efforts to get a comment from the Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede were fruitless, as he was said to be attending various meetings in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sojani on Time to Engage. Mother's Day is approaching and it will be this Sunday on the 8th of May. And today we have a new mother. Her name is Shungu. Shungu Johnny happens to be my sister and she'll be telling us today about her experience as a new mother. Hello, Shungu. How are you?
Hi, Chichi. I'm well.
Please tell us about your experience as a new mother.
So I have a son and his name is Tyler. He is 2.5 months actually now. And it's been such an amazing journey, Titi. Having him and seeing him every morning, even the sleepless nights, I would do it all over again. You know, I never understood love until the day he was born, just how pure love can be, you know, understanding and loving and looking at this special life and knowing that it depends on you. And
so with what you are experiencing and your relationship with your mom. How has that impacted you?
Wow, let me tell you. My mom can do no wrong ever again. You know, before you have a child, you're so opinionated and, you know, sometimes you feel like she doesn't understand you. Sometimes you wonder, you know, you have, you know, women, you don't understand your mom, you know, as much as you think you do, and you don't feel understood as much as you'd wish she would understand you. But ever since I became a mom, I have this new love. You know, I've always loved my mom, but I have a new type of love and respect for her, and a new understanding of what it is being in her position, given that I've been put in the same position as a mom myself. And yeah, you know, honestly, I love my mom even more now that I have a son.
Can you share with us any experiences that you have gone through well and that you feel that your mom has done for you, like especially in these moments when you became a mom?
My mom has done a lot for me, you know. It's been over 10 years since my dad died. And, you know, her being a single mom, dealing with, you know, 6 kids, it hasn't been easy for her. Bringing me here to America, taking me through school, me having gone through college, you know, through my master's, you know, even her being there in the, you know, when I got into delivery, it's amazing. Just how loving and supporting she's been.
This is Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.
And in sports news, Zimbabwe's biggest horse racing event, the Castle Tankard Rocks Borrowdale Racecourse, tomorrow on a weekend Castle Laga Premier Soccer League action goes up a gear.
Thousands of people are expected to throng Borrowdale Racecourse tomorrow for the 54th running of the Castle Tankard on a weekend in which Castle Laga Premier Soccer League action rolls into week 5. So far, FC Platinum have proved invincible with a maximum of 12 points from 4 games, and already some sections of the football family have started pointing at Kugona Kunenge Kudada as possible 2016 Zimbabwe Soccer Champions. Norman Mapeza's side lead Capes United's Green Machine by 2 points, but Mapeza is not excited, saying they are playing for fun and will only know what happens to them come the end of the season.
We are just working. We'll see how it goes come end of the season. Otherwise, if we're going to give ourselves some targets, we're going to put ourselves under a lot of pressure.
The Moneybags have the chance to extend their lead at the summit of the table when they play host to inconsistent Harare City at Mandava Stadium, where they rarely lose. However, Harare City coach Taurai Mangwiro thinks his team has been playing well, but unfortunately have been missing too many chances, which he believes they'll get right at Mandava.
I want to think a team that creates opportunities is better off than one that doesn't do so. So we need to continue working on our finishing, and hopefully we'll get the conversion right.
Second place, Capes United, also have the chance to stay in touch with the leaders when they entertain winless Border Strikers at the National Sports Stadium. The Green Machine are still basking in the euphoria of their memorable 1-0 win over bitter rivals Dynamos, and should have too much ammunition for a Border Strikers team that is struggling both financially and on the field of play. On the other hand, Dynamos make the long trip to Wange with the axe still hanging on the head of Portuguese coach Paulo Jorge Silva. The club's leadership has shifted goalposts, saying Silva is still in charge of the team, but have come out clear that they will review his position after the game against Chipangano. Silva himself is well aware of the pressure on him and says he hopes to give the Dimbare fans the much-needed 3 points come Sunday.
I need the 3 points to the fans of the Diamonds, and I hope Sunday give the 3 points.
Now to the Castle Tankard. A classy field of 14 runners will tomorrow take to the course at Borrowdale Racecourse to battle for the Castle Tankard, the biggest horse racing event in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thank you, Cariati. Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk when we'll be discussing about the issuance of the bond notes. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Jonga lo Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Siyalambulela mthokozo omuhle ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 5 mhlaka 6 ngoNkwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Uhulumende usehlulekile, sonke siyazi ukuthi izikuthangi kuphuma ugwalo lokuthi u-Reserve Bank Governor usethe yena usezakhipha imali yaseMelika afake ukuthiwa ngama-bond notes.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi uhulumende we-ZANU-PF sokumele avume ukuthi sehlulekile, njalo akhulumisane loZulu kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho welizwe.
Ubuye lesifa ngoba abantu besebethatha indaba ngendlela engayisiyo, kodwa thina abantu abesenza i-marketing yakhona masiyo ukubona sesizwanana, sibona into esiyenzayo and siyikhiphe ephepheni, sizasinoza lathi kusiyizise abantu bethu abazabuya bethenga into zethu.
Umbiko okuhuga abathengi oyethulwe libhanga leBarclays emaphephandabeni ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi aphakame alwele izifiso zakhe usubangele inkulumo. Kuwoza Friday siledlalade elitsha likaCharity Dube ongomunye wabaculi besifazana beZimbabwe abalutshwana asebengene emculweni kamasikandi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amabandla aphikisayo aphansi komanyano weZimbabwe National Agreement Platform athi uhulumende weZANU-PF sokumele avume ukuthi sehlulekile, akhulumisane loZulu weZimbabwe kudingwa indlela zokulungisisa konke okuhluphayo elizweni. Umanyano lo ube lomhlangano eHarare namhla ongenwe ngamabandla aphikisayo achiyeneyo agoqela ele-MDCT kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela i-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Umbiko lo uza ngesikhathi abantu abaningi bethukuthele ngokubhidlika komnotho, njalo besithi uhulumende weZANU-PF sokumele achiye intambo zombuso. Sixoxele umsekeli wesikhulumeli isebandla le-MDCT, uNkosazana Thabita Kumalo.
Uhulumende usehlulekile, sonke siyazi ukuthi izikuthangi kuphuma ugwalo lokuthi u-Reserve Bank Governor usethe yena usezakhipha imali yaseMelika afake okuthiwa ngama-bond notes. Ama-bond notes lawa sokusitsho ukuthi sesibuyela laphana basitshontshela khona imali kuma-foreign currency account. Sebebonile ukuthi sebentshontshile, njalo bathatha izikweredi endaweni eziningi. Sebefuna ukuthi basithathele imali yaseMelika bayisebenzise bona ngaphandle, bese besebenzisa ama-bond coin ukuyabhadala lezo zikweredi. Kufanele ukuthi nje basithathele mahhala lapha bathatha khona imali. Osowusitsho ukuthi uZulu sesibuyela nje ukudubululwana lokuthi sesingangena kuma-supermarket kungela kudla sokuthengiswa inkuni. Sesaqalisa futhi njalo ukungena kwamazweni esakhelani lawo sisiyadinga impuphu lesitshebo ukuthi sigcine imudli.
Kodwa usibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe uthi akunjalo, abantu abasola ama-bond notes la ngabantu abangaziyo ukuthi bakhuluma ngani.
uza kuchonjalo ngoba uvele isithunywa sokuthi abuye azobhidliza uzulu waseZimbabwe ngembijana le ebeseselelayo lanxa kade kulidola ubusazi ukuthi uyalala ngesibomvu. So nxa esithi thina kakunjalo okuyikho yikuphi, ngoba nxa esithi yena usinika ama-bond notes, i-bond note yona leyo ngeke ngaphuma layo eZimbabwe ngiyithenga ngayo eSouth Africa kumbe eBotswana, kumele ngithenge eZimbabwe. Ngizathengani eZimbabwe ngoba amakhampani asezehluleka ukuthi bathenge izinto abazithengisela zona ngaphandle kwelizwe besebenzisa ama-bond notes, babe bengasela US dollar. Osekusitsho ukuthi sesiqalisa futhi i-black market yokuthi sesizafoswa thina ukuthi siholiswe ama-bond notes. Sigijime seku black market nxa ngile 1000 dollars yama bond notes ngifike ngiphiwe 800 dollars sengidlelwe 200 dollars ukuthi ngigijime ngiyethenga ukudla egodle.
Unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le MDCT sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umbiko kuhuka abathengi oyethulwe libhanga leBarclays emaphephandabeni ukhuthaza uZulu weZimbabwe ukuthi aphakame alwele izifiso zakhe usubangele inkulumo abanye besithi ibhanga leli lichothoza uhulumende weZANU-PF. Umbiko lo uthi, "It's time to take a stand. There comes a time when one says enough is enough." Uqhubeke ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi aphakame njalo abe lesibindi enze into eqondileyo. Uthi, "Stand up for what you believe in, your inner convictions. Stop making excuses and show your true courage. If not you, then who? All of us collectively have a duty to stand up and be counted. We have taken a stand, and we are standing firm." Lanxa abanye besithi umbiko lo uchothoza uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukubusa kuhle njalo ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi avukele umbuso obunango kwethulwa kwembiko yokuhuka uZulu kuBarclays Bank, umnumzana Dennis Mambure utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi umbiko lo awulani lezombusazwe. Wengeze wathi abakuthengisayo ngalumbiko yizikwelete abantu abangazicela kubhanga lakhe ukuze benelise ukuthenga izindlu. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezembiko yokuhuka lo kuthengisa i-marketing unkosazana Sandra Mapurisa.
Barclays Bank ngiyawuzwisisa ngoba ngiyake ngisebenze umsebenzi we-marketing. So umbiko wabo sibili ngiyawuzwisisa ukuthi angeke ngiwuphambanise lokuthi yi-politics.
Lenza njani kahle kahle emsebenzini wenu nxa kuyikuthi kukhona elifuna ukukuthengisa kodwa umbiko wenu ulakho ukubangela inkulumo ngomumo oyabukhona ofana nje lo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe kathesi?
Kuyikho ngoba abantu besebethetha indaba ngendlela engayisiyo, kodwa thina abantu abesenza i-marketing yakhona masiyo ukubona sisizwanana sibona into esiyenzayo and siyikhiphe ephepheni sizasinede lathi sisiza abantu bethu abazabuya bethenga into zethu kumbe bebuya besisenza izinto lazo.
Nxa inkampani ingethula umbiko wayo wokuthengisa usuke uphehle inkulumo njengalo oweBarclays, ungathi lokho kubangela na ukuthi okuthengiswayo ukuthengwe kakhulu kumbe uZulu avula amehlo ngalumbiko?
Ngisho njalo kodwa test abantu bazakhuluma ngakho kakhulu and then labantu be-marketing ilokhu yabo eni-setting sezabuya bekhuluma ukuthi hhayi ayilokhu eliyicabanga ayisiko lesi adithi kusho ilokhu lalokhu lalokhu and ngendlela naleyo abantu abaningi bazabakwazi ngendaba ye-Barclays indaba yale yama-mortgage. So mna ngibona kwami ngibona ukuthi it's a good thing izinto ezine-controversy phakathi but bona in a way bayafanisile ukuthi abantu abaningi
bakhiphe umbiko wabo ebantwini abaningi. Unkosazana Sandra Mapurisa ingcwethi kumbiko yokuthengisa kumbe eyokuhuka uZulu i-marketing.
Hey.
ikhasi lefacebook leviwo eindebele liqhuba umncintiswano wamavidiyo abaculi bomdumo we-hip-hop besenza i-freestyle ndebele rap ngokwenkwezi 2016 lapho abaculi abaphiwa khona ithuba lokuthumela ividiyo yomzuzu owodwa lengxenye betshaya isitayela samahhala. Lawa amavidiyo azabukiswa kuleli khasi, njalo ungathola ama-like amaningi uzothola umvuzo we-radio yesola lethuba lokungena kuhlelo lwe-Woza Friday lapho esixoxa labaculi sidlale le ngoma zabo emsakazweni ukuze abantu bazi ngomculo wakho. Ungakhuthwa yileli thuba, thumela yakho ividiyo nge-email ku-studio7news.com loba ku-WhatsApp ethi 0012024650318. Izaphinda njalo 0012024650318. I-Studio 7, umsakazo okulibazisayo lokunikeza indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Uhulumende sesungule uhlelo lokukhulumisana lozulu weZimbabwe ngendlela zokwehlisa ubuyanga osobubhahile elizweni ngenxa yokubhidlika komnotho. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Imihlangano le yenziwa phansi kogatsha lwezemali lentuthuko yezomnotho ijonge ukuphuma logwalo oluzasetshenziswa kwimizamo kahulumende yokwehlisa ubuyanga. Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera ongumqondisi we-Center for Disability and Development uthi kuyadanisa ukuba umhlangano oqatheke kangaka wenziwa usungulwe isiphangiphangi, khona kudingakala ukuba kube lokukhulumisana okubanzi ukuze kuphume ugwalo oluqotho oluzaqeda udubo lobuyanga.
Bekumele uhulumende laye abuze sokulesikhathi uze sincedisane ukuthi ama poverty reduction strategy papers ethu abe eqinile ukuze abantu makhaza bengawelwa ngama problems ukuthi i strategy sethu siyasingaqinanga.
Umqondisi kugatsha lwezemali umnumzana Eria Hamandishe uthi ujabule kakhulu ukuba abantu babuye ngobunengi babo kangaka, ethi benembono lemicijo emihle kakhulu okumangalisayo, njalo ebathembisa ukuthi bengesabeli ukuba uhulumende uzatshiya imbono yabo enje ngabomo.
We are certainly going to take almost all of their contributions on board.
Sizathatha phose zonke izikhalazo zikaZulu nembono yawo sizingenise kugwalo oluzavela ukuba udaba lobuyanga lulungisiswe, noma singasoke sithathe konke ngokupheleleyo kodwa sizazama sibili.
Ukutshela uthi kuzadingakala ukuba uhulumende engenzi izinto ekhangelane lokhetho kuphela.
Ubuyanga obukhona lapha eZimbabwe bukhona sibili, njalo ngibona njengani uhulumende through ama ministries bayazama ukuthi babhale into ezingenza ukuthi ubuyanga lobo buphele, kodwa udubo ngolokuthi sebekhangele i-election ka-2018, so bayagijimisa izinto ukuthi in 2 years sibona ukuthi sibe senze kanje.
Iningi labantu likhuthaze ukuba abalimi besekelwe ngemali ezwayo yezikwelete, intengo yezilimo layo ikhuphuke ukuze babe ledlabuzane lokuqhubekela phambili ngalo msebenzi. Abaphila ngokuzenzela bakhuthaze umhlangano ukuba ufike ebantwini lasemaphandleni ukuze benikeze imbono yabo kulokuphelela emahoteleni amakhulu emadolobheni. Ukutshela uthi yikho ethi ubona sesifitshane isikhathi.
Bekumele sibe lama programs sibili afika ku 2025 uze kube le continuation. Nxa into le ingaphela ngo 2018 siya sesihlangana njalo sibonisane njalo engxenye ukufika 2023 lapho kulamanye ama election. Angikhona kuyinto elungileyo ukuthi ilizwe lisebenze ngokuthi ama election akhona nini.
Imihlangano le yokuzwa amacebo okuloba ugwalo lwemicijo elakho ukuletha intuthuko elizweni lokuqeda ubuyanga ikhangelelwe ukwenziwa kwamanye amadolobha agoqela iMasvingo, Gweru, Bulawayo, Mutare lamanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Ah, Abe Zimbabwe abasebenza kwele Botswana bathi kuqhubeka kusiba nzima ukuphila kulelo lizwe lanxa besebenza gadalala ngoba iholo labo liphansi. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga lezisebenzi elentatheli izindaba ngendlela bomama iningi eZimbabwe kwele Botswana lithi akukhwabitheki ukusebenzela phandle kwelizwe. Ongumbalisi unkosazana Marilyn Ndlovu uthi abaphathwa ngendlela efana lezolwenze eBotswana ngoba bona bengabukuza ethi basebenza amaholo amade njalo iholo liphansi lingalingani labekhaya.
Ukuba yiworker kwelinye ilizwe lingasolakho kudifferent kakhulu from nxa ukwelakho ilizwe. Ngoba ezithi zendaweni ezinjengabo Botswana ngenxa yokugcwala kwama expatriates kwenza ukuthi ungasahlonitshwa lokuhlonitshwa leholo lethu liyabe liphansi ukudlula laba abalapha eBotswana.
Kukanti intatheli izindaba uBrian Dube osebenzela eHowron uthi ababhali bekhululekile ngoba bengabantu bemzini bese saba ukuthi bengazithola sebexotshe elizweni.
Hayi, ukusebenza njengonozindaba elizweni elingasilo lakho asonto elula ngoba awukho ngini usemzini kuba nzima ukuthi ubhale kuphi uchiye kuphi ikakhulu kuloko okulohulumende phakathi uyabusesaba ukuthi bagcina sebekunqitsha amaphepha lawo ngabhala izinto ezingathi aziqedakali. So kuyinto enzima kakhulu.
Intatheli izindaba zilinanze ilanga lazo ele World Press Freedom Day mhla zintathu kuNkwenkwezi njalo kutshengisa ukuthi ele Botswana selehlile ukuhlonipheni imisebenzi yentatheli izindaba. Omunye umama osebenza eHowron unkosikazi Thembile Sibandla uthi yena njengomuntu omdala njalo elemuli kubuhlungu ukufulathela imuli ezophanda kwelinye ilizwe laye ubefisa ukuthi ngabe laye uthakazela ilanga labomama ngensonto ele Mother's Day elemuli yakhe.
Kunzima ukusebenza phandle kwelizwe nxa ungumuntu ongumama ngoba ikaningi abantu abangamama siyatshiya abantwana ekhaya ikhangelwe ngabantu abanye abantu bekhulisa ngabanye abantu abangasithina. Izinhliziyo zethu zihlala zingakhululekanga ngoba siyabe sifisa ukuthi ngeke sihlala le muli zethu labantwabethu sibakhulise thina ngendlela esithanda ukuthi sibakhulise ngakhona.
Iningi labeZimbabwe lithatha noma yiwuphi umsebenzi ukuziphilisa libalela isimo somnotho esiqhubeka sisiba sibi ekhaya. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 sabonga leBotswana.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Barack Obama uthi umnotho weMelika uqhubeka uthuthuka njalo kusiba le misebenzi eminengi. Uhulumende weKenya uthi sizavala inkamba ezimbili ezinkulu ezigcinelwa iziphepheli zakwamanye amazwe. Okuza kwenza impilo yeziphephele zizinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane eze kulezi nkamba ibe nzima. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Sizwe amazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Emhlanganeni wamalunga edalele Congress lakwele Melika mhla ka 18 ngenyanga edluleyo kaMabasa, odume ngezokulwela ilungelo loluntu wakwele Taipei, uGologli Jijme, owayeyisibotsha sezombusazwe okwesikhathi eside, uchaze ukuhlukunyezwa lokutshaywa kwakhe ekubotsheni kwakhe kaninginingi evalelwa kwele China phakathi komnyaka 2008 lo-2012. Uqhubeke ethi ukuhlukunyezwa lokuphathwa luhlubhu kwezibotshwa zezombusazwe ezeTibet kwele China lokungananzwa kwamalungelo oluntu kuqhubekela phambili njengalokho okumunyethwe ngumbiko oveza ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu kwele China ologatsha lwezobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba. Lumbiko uveza njalo ukuba uhulumende wele China lokhu ezenzela santando engananzi ilungelo loluntu ikakhulu ezigabeni zeTibet. Ukujalulu luthi iziphathamandla zeChina zichaya kakubi ngemvubu izibotshwa ziphose zibizibulale ikakhulu ezeTibet. Lusipha njengesibonelo udaba lodume ngokulwela ilungelo loluntu uTenzin Shodrag owayesebenzela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo wagcina esifa ngemva kwensuku ezimbili ekhululiwe ebulawa ngamanxeba okutshaywa lapho evalelwe. Ekwethulweni kombiko lo ophathelane lezamalungelo oluntu ophuma minyaka yonke, unobhala wogatsha lwezobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba U-Secretary of State John Kerry uqonqosele ukuba uhulumende kumele bakwazi ukuthi ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu kuqakatheke okungakanani ekubumbeni ukuthembana lokuhlalisana ngokuthula phakathi kwabantu. Wathi njalo kulithuba elihle lokubumba ukumanyana ukuze abantu basebenze ukuthuthukisa amazwe abo bendawonye.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, imidlalo yeCastle Laga Premier Soccer League yaqhubeka ngempela viki. Yalandisa uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leTshulotshulu lizemukela iqembu leNgezi Platinum enkundleni yeWhite City. Ikanti enkundleni eLuveve iqembu leChicken Inn lizadibana leLebulawayo City. Kuthi ngasemandaba iqembu elihamba phambili kumidlalo yalonyaka eleFC Platinum lizanqikelana leHarare City. Ngensonto iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizadlala leHowmine enkundleni yeSakupa. Iqembu leCapes United lizemukela iqembu leBoot Strikers okuyilo lodwa elingakabi lomklomelo sekudlalwa imidlalo emine kusizini yalonyaka. Lo mdlalo uzakuba senkundleni eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leWange lizatshana leqembu leDynamo senkundleni yeColliery. Kuthi eleTriangle lizemukela eleZPC Kariba enkundleni yeGibo. Kube sekusithi iqembu leIslanders lizemukela iqembu leChapungu ngaseBarber Fields. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu kusungulwe umncintiswano weJohn Landa Nkomo Top 8 Tournament ozadlalelwa ngamaqembu azabe kundawo eziyi-12 eziphezu kwengalane ngesikhathi isigaba seSouthern Region Soccer League sifika phakathi laphakathi kwe-season. Lo mncintiswano usekelwa ngemali ngumnumzana uRaji Modi owenkampani yeLiqua Hub, yena ofake inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola aseMelika. Lo mncintiswano ubizwa ngegama likaMuyi owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe uJohn Landa Nkomo. Ekhuluma emkhosini wokusungulwa kwalo mncintiswano okusemthethweni namhla emini, umfowabo kaMuyi uPhilip Nkomo ubonge abaqoqi bawo ngokukhumbuza uZulu ngemisebenzi kaJohn Landa Nkomo. Lo mkhosi ungene ungabemuli yakonkomo, abameli bamaqembu kanye lenkokheli zenhlanganiso yeSports and Recreation Commission. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
So kwisikhathi sokujayiva manje kuhlelo lweWoza Friday lamhlanje silidlala elitsha likaCharity Dube ongomunye wabaculi besifazana beZimbabwe abalutshwana asebengene emculweni kamasikandi. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Izintombi lesizwe zeqembu likaMasikandi elizibiza ikwezi elihle bevula idlalade labo ngengoma ethi bantwa bethu phindelana esikolweni lelilizwe selifuna abafundileyo. Lendlalade elithi zanda ziyagezana umsebenzi wentombi endala uCharity Dube odabuka eManama eGwanda. UCharity ubumele iqembu ngo-2014 ndawonye lo-Apetiko Ncube ngemva kokucula kwesikhathi eside eqenjini lamabala engwe. Uthi njengelinye lamazibulo kwabesifazana abasemculweni kamasikhandi kukhulu azalakho.
Ngibathembisa ukuthi eyi bazojabula kakhulu, zikhona ingoma ezihlekisayo, ezinye ezikhalisayo, ezinye ezibuhlungu, ezinye ezokholo. Njengabaculi sikhala ngamalokuza lawo athepwayo ukuthi bangayenzi lento ukuze nathi sikhule ngoba kunzima emculweni.
Idlalade labo leli lengoma ezilitshumi lambili kukoqela lale ethi izandla ziyagezana. Yeah. Nathi udabonise kudweni kule lalade ngolokuthandana lokusizana njengabantu besizwe sinye. Kanti ke uAbednego Ncube uthi makhulu amaphupho abalawo ngaleli qembu.
Ikusasa lihle kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi basimema nje emcimbini eminingi ukubonisa ukuthi bazijabulela balithanda. Amaphupho ethu ukuthi sengathi abantu abaningi kakhulu amantombazana bangangena kule ndima yomculo wesintu sibabone bonke bekujabulela bekuthokozela ukwenza umculo wesintu ngoba into zamasiko lezo.
Ikwazeli nje liphuma enkundleni ngale ethi ake liqele kancane sesingena thina. Ministro Sebene Johannesburg in South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Yege ngo Charity Dube intombi yeGwanda uhlabela ke kamnandi lapho bazama ukuhamba ngonyawo lwengane zoma lapha yekotwa hayi bahlabela ke kamnandi.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-half past 8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 laku 15775 kilohertz kanye lasebulenjini.
Ku Live Talk umthwakazi omuhle lamhlanje sikhangela imali yeZimbabwe entsha ebizwa ngokuthi ngama bond notes ethulwe ngusibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu kuliviki. Ukuziqiba izosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Amabandla aphikisayo athi uhulumende weZANU-PF sokumele avume ukuthi sehlulekile ukulungisisa umnotho. Umbiko wokuhuga abathengi oyethulela ibhanga leBarclays emaphephandabeni ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi aphakame alwele isifiso zakhe subangele inkulumo. Ayike kwanele kokolamhlanje. Oliva lelisayo nguntungamilinkomo. Lilahle.